Colorado River, truly the lifeblood of the entire Southwest. Talking the Colorado River this morning with Corey and Kyle Seiler, Colorado River Discovery and Arizona River Runners, as well as Mr. Dick Mattson. Again, thank you guys for coming in and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You can't talk about the Grand Canyon without talking about, we've already talked about the premier character of the Grand Canyon, the guy that had the moxie, the guts, and the sense of adventure to float it the first time. But
with only one arm.
But the canyon is full of characters.
It certainly is. It takes a unique and a special person to commit your life to being in that place and showing it off, because it's a harsh environment. I mean, it's an adventure trip, and what we offer and what Kyle and Dick's company, Arizona River Runners, offer is about the easiest way you can do it. But there's a lot of beauty down there, and the characters that have come out of it are spectacular people, and you can't stop telling stories about them.
Let's start with one of them, one of the legends. What was the speed? The speed guys?
Yeah, so in 1983, there was a bunch of snowpack on the western slope of the Colorado Rockies that feed this river, and Lake Powell, which is made by Glen Canyon Dam, was filling up and up and up. And in fact, it was the most flow that they pushed through the Glen Canyon Dam into the river corridor, and it was just under 100,000 cubic feet per second. They had shut down the river because it was quite dangerous at that level. There was already boats on the river that had flipped in one of the rapids. These are 37-foot, 2-ton boats, huge boats. And there were three guides that had scheduled rafting trips that were canceled that decided, hey, we want to leave our legacy. Let's see how fast we can row a boat through the Grand Canyon with all this water.
So it's closed. Do they have to, like, sneak in?
They did. They launched their boat in the middle of the night. Had to sneak in with a wooden dory that I mentioned. Had to sneak in and hoping that they could sneak out if they made it. And they did.
And so it flown at 1,000 cubic feet. How long did it take them from Lee's Ferry to Diamond Ranch, is that what the...
Diamond Creek?
Yeah, so what normally takes 14, sometimes people take upwards of 21 or 24 days on a private trip. It took these three gentlemen 36 hours. That's it. And as soon as they got to the end, they were immediately put in handcuffs.
Oh, were they really?
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Did they really have to pay a price?
Well...
Or just get their wrists slapped a little bit?
Luckily, their bosses kind of got them out of it. They said, hey, this is a pretty amazing feat that you just completed, and there's a fantastic book on it, and we're telling the story now. So I think to them it was worth it.
Three veteran river guys.
Absolutely.
All guys that knew what they were doing or thought they knew what they were doing.
Yes.
They pulled it off successfully. And that book, which y'all are saying is a pretty good read, I'm going to have to pick it up. It's called what? The Emerald Mile?
It's called the Emerald Mile, which was the name of the boat that they took down. Great information on that particular story, but really, talking about water this trip, it's a lot on the water and the reservoirs and the water being pushed through these dams as well. So it's a lot of, great stories mixed in with some good facts as well.
Now, one name that kept coming up on the trip was the Coors Light Lady.
Tell
me about her.
Georgie White or Clark, her last name. She was incredible. Started down there doing commercial trips in the 50s. So many stories about her, but a couple that I can think of. One, people would come out on her trips. We talked about, the food on the trips for us is extravagant sometimes. But, she'd give them cans of beans to say, this is your ration for the day, she would, meet them at Lee's Ferry, throw some dirt and water on them, say, are you ready for this trip? And, that's how she'd prepare people. But she's, you mentioned the Coors Light Lady. She would strap a whole bunch of these pontoons together. And basically, she'd go through these huge rapids, throw a bunch of people into these boats, throw on a helmet. She had a leopard print leotard and had her Coors Light. And she'd go through the rapid and just dive into the motor well and wait for the rapid to be done. Because the boats are so wide and big that, you could just kind of go over, roll over the waves and the rocks and that kind of thing. So
they say that Georgie's, and you on the radio can't hear this, but hands were permanently in the shape of a claw because she always had the can of Coors in one hand and the other hand on the tiller of the motor. So her hands were stuck in that position for just about her entire life.
And she's credited with kind of modernizing the travel tourist industry through the canyon.
Yeah, the commercial trips. Yeah, she was definitely a pioneer in that. A lot of people, and she was doing it, even the commercial trips into her 80s, just an incredible woman. But she, the way that she designed the boats and the way that she started getting people down there, she was definitely one of the first.
And then you've got the honeymoon couple.
Yeah, the honeymoon couple. That's funny that there's a little bit of lore that like the honeymoon couple is the same as Georgie, but maybe that's a little bit too much lore. But yeah, so the honeymoon couple, they got married and they decided to go on this trip. The husband, I think, decided not to do any kind of life vest, and he built his own boat. It didn't end up well for them. You know, they got to Phantom Ranch, but then they weren't really seen after that. So.
But the boat was found.
Boat was found.
The boat was found, and they were no sign ever of them again.
Well, I think they find the guy, the husband.
No. Which leads to a lot of conspiracy theory about this story. This is why it stuck around for years and years, is people talking about what happened. You know, it was Glenn and Bessie Hyde, and Bessie apparently didn't want to go on the trip, and Glenn was forcing her to and being kind of a bad guy about it, apparently. And so there's lore that maybe she had offed him and hiked out and was helped by the Cold Brothers, who were occupying the South Rim and doing a lot of things up there at that time. You know, there's 100 stories, and as Kyle said, you know, potentially she's now Georgie White.
The story of the Grand Canyon, many, many of them. If you would like to write your own story of a trip down the Colorado River, Dick, how far out are y'all booked up?
Basically, taking reservations for next year.
Yeah.
About over half booked out for next season already.
Yeah.
We do have a few spots for this summer left.
You do have a couple holes this summer left. So Arizona River Runners, the website?
RaftArizona.com.
Y'all have the 3-day, you have the
6-day, 7-day, 8-day, and then a 13-day oar-powered trip.
What an adventure. Arizona River Runners. If you don't have that kind of time, get in touch with Corey at Colorado River Discovery. Corey, how would they contact you for writing their own half-day story?
Yeah, so our website is rafthecanyon.com, and it's an absolutely fantastic way, as I mentioned earlier, about experiencing the river and canyon in a half day or a day.
Well, fantastic. The story we didn't get to that I wanted to is the story of how Separation Canyon was named. But we'll just have to cover that later in another chapter.
A trivia question.
It's a trivia question. That's exactly right. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be here with John J. Harper. We are broadcasting live from the Westworld. In Scottsdale, it is the first ever Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. Come on out, and if you've got kids and you want to introduce them into some concepts about fishing, camping, boating, quadding, we've got quads here. We've got a trout and catfish pond. The fish are so big, the kids were actually breaking the lines yesterday, pulling these fish out of the pond. So come and give it a try. We've got 3D archery targets set up with instructors here. If you'd like the kids to give their hand at shooting the arrows.
Mom had mentioned, you know, if you're not coming to buy something, the guys will probably find something. When I did my run this morning, this holds all bow stand. I picked that up because I'm going to go back and get one.
Yeah. We've got, I think, I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking I'm looking at $750,000 of boat inventory sitting inside. I know I'm looking at $25 to $30 million worth of inventory of RVs parked outside. And if your kids want an adventure, we got mutton busting all Saturday afternoon. Get down here to Westworld and let's have some fun today.
Gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.